Hey, this is the Deacon, and
this is Dad, and we're recording this on November the 29th, so we're deep into the holiday season, and so I keep looking for, you know, some positive things, and because there's so much craziness going on, but then there's some, I can make some. What does, why everybody's, wait a minute, I mean, people are hyping stuff that I don't understand why they're hyping.
And you know, yeah, that's a good one. I want to also say, I noticed the back to capitalism this season, as opposed to last season, from retailers.
Oh, okay, go with that.
So, last year I noticed all these retailers were closing on Thanksgiving. Weren't going to open until Friday.
Right.
Okay. This year, they opened up on midnight on Thanksgiving.
No, actually, I heard somebody open at 9 o'clock on Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm just, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, they're like, we're not going to lose that much money again this year.
Well, you know, they're all, you know, things change and you have to adjust. And so all of them have some online presence. And so they're buying everything online.
Yeah, online's killing them.
Yeah. But, and then something else will come along. I mean, if they get the drones. See, I'm looking, actually, it's very funny. This just, I'm looking to go back old school. Because when they, all of the pipes that are running underground and running into people's buildings, at some point when it's all going to be solar, or they're going to dig down and use the magma, and heat up the
magma
planet,
power,
something, and gonna go back to the old school of how they used to send messages around the city and around the stores, those pneumatic tubes.
Yeah.
So I can just see, because if you've got a big water pipe,
yeah,
and it's all hooked up to the buildings. So at some point, we go back to pneumatic tubes to deliver the Amazon packages. I know we put the truck drivers out of business, but I'd rather that than the drones.
Rather than the drones,
you know, because drones flying around there are smacking into each other, and you know, so I'm just every now and then it's like, go back old school.
That's right. Just throw it over here.
This is a pneumatic tube. Put the address on it. Scan it.
Right.
And you get back, and if you know you're not going to be home, you put a lockbox somewhere along the line, and all your packages go in, and when you come out the other side and unlock it, take your stuff out, and it doesn't get stolen.
Right. You know what else this week? We were talking about the privacy of Alexa.
Yeah.
And all those home devices.
Right.
And somebody said, you know what? This isn't turning out like Star Trek. It was computer. Give me this. Bam.
Right.
Done.
Yeah.
They weren't ordering you shit from online just because you mentioned a diamond ring.
Right. The closest you got to ordering anything was going to the replicator.
Exactly. It was perfect.
Say,
right.
Earl Grey. Hot.
That is it.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, it's listening to everything you say. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, well, no. The computer always did listen to everything, but you had to sort of like activate it.
That's my point. You had to say computer before it started to do anything.
But the thing that I don't get is like you're in your self-contained ship here.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in this, the bubble and servers all over every place and who's keeping track of it? I mean, you know, you got Worf doing security, so you're okay. I mean, it's not that you got the, I mean, the Russians can't invade because what's his name is on the bridge.
They were just on a ship.
So you could kind of keep track of stuff. But yeah, you're right. I haven't gotten.
Well, I guess the problem is we don't have a replicator yet.
Yeah, that's.
That's the issue.
Two things
that's the distinction.
Okay, no,
it's not a replicator.
I don't care. I want a replicator and I want a transporter.
Absolutely.
Okay. Cause that, I just,
that's I'm waiting for those two.
Those are my two things. I want to be able to say, I want to go to, I'm going to go to Kansas City and get some ribs. Mm-hmm. And I just go to the nearest transporter, go down there, order the ribs, pick them up, bring them back home, and they're still hot.
There you go.
That's
bam.
That's,
or better yet, just have them transported to you.
Well, yeah, we could do that. Yeah,
that's fine. But that's when the replicator comes for. That's what the replicator's for. You're right, but when you want to go somewhere, that's when you
go. Yeah, the transporter, but the replicator is.
Give me some both Kansas City ribs. Bam. Yeah. Hot.
Right. Okay. That's, I just hope they got the recipe right.
Right. Now, if you want to eat in Kansas City.
Yeah, I got a transporter. But I don't care that much about eating in Kansas
City. No, I just want the ribs. Yeah.
Or I'm. Depending on what kind of ribs I want. Yeah. I really want some Memphis dry rub.
All right.
And I can go down to Nashville, but
go
to Memphis, but I'm just like, no.
Right, but the transporter, I want to go to the edge of the solar system.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I want to go someplace and, hang out and not have to take forever and not have to go through baggage claim.
Yeah. You know, the four lifetime trip thing, I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah, I know. So, did you get? Have you got an Alexa?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't either. I know a couple of people who have them.
Yeah, I do too, and it always sounds like they're fussing at them.
Yeah, I mean, I use Siri all the time, but that's because it's just me and Siri. I'm not in the house screaming, "Hey Siri."
See, all these audio devices don't quite work for me because I'm not a talker.
Oh.
So I do not wish to vocalize what I want.
I hear you.
Just that's just me.
I sort of feel the same way, but because of my eyesight, it's easier for me to, because I'm just asking specific things. It's like, give the address here, and I'm walking down the street, and I have an app that will tell me how to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to it in my earpiece, and nobody else is bugging me, and I don't have to stop six people and say, excuse me, where's 20th?
Right, right.
And is it that way or that way to get to 195 or, stuff like that? So, no, it's just easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how we got onto that subject.
Doesn't matter.
But that's all right.
Takes us off on a different idea because it's so much craziness going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, now we definitely have to talk about all this crazy hypocrisy that's coming out of our, I hate to even call it our government. It's
okay, so even before you get there, here's the thing that I both love and hate about what's going on right now
because
all these women are coming out of
it.
Yeah. And the last time we talked about. We don't know all these guys, and I don't want to come out like all men aren't creeps, because then it sounds like, when you're doing Black Lives Matter and they go, all lives matter. Well, no, I just don't want to get into that trap. But it's like, where do these dudes come from? And they're all over the place. And the only thing that bugs me right now is that all the guys in the corporate world are getting fired left, right, and center. And there's Trump. And there's Roy Moore, who next week is probably going to be the senator from Alabama. And it's like, what is wrong with you people?
You know what? I've been grappling with that for a long time. I just don't understand when you can vote against your own self-interest. But I was watching Fareed Zakaria's special on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called Why Trump Won. Mm-hmm. So he went through all these things and basically came down to those people only heard jobs, going to bring jobs, did not care about his rhetoric or all the stupid things he said. They were only thinking about... Doesn't matter that he's a liar. That's all they heard. That's what they wanted to believe.
I hear you. But the jobs comes with the, not even the dog whistle, saying the reason you don't have a job is because the people of color took it. You know, so and you ought to be afraid, because not only they're taking your jobs, they're coming over here blowing up your buildings, they're dating your women. You know, it's all of this fear. And when you get really scared, it's hard to be logical and say, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, sure, right. That all they heard was jobs.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to give them some, they're going to bring jobs back.
Back.
That's all that mattered.
Yeah.
Because they're in survival mode.
I'm just adding the caveat that the reason the jobs went away is because black people took them all.
Oh, well.
Or they shipped them out of the country. And to black people.
Right. Yeah. Well, we know they shipped them all out of the country.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, that would be my only addendum to that. Yeah, jobs and they're afraid. But then I.
But yeah, there are, I mean, 13 allegations against him.
Yeah.
Still. And it still baffles me that these reporters are talking about all these other people have allegations, all these people getting fired, but they're not staying every day, or our president has 13 allegations against him.
No, I've been seeing them asking, but he won't answer. His thing was Roy Moore, he denied it. I denied it. So why don't you listen to us? And that's his
thing. He's not going to say anything. I'm talking about the reporters just saying every day. President has 13 allegations against him. I can't forget that.
Okay, I've heard it, but also, like, they've been, the press secretary has been, she's canceled two press briefings in a row because Trump had to come up and say something, and it made absolutely no sense.
Of course it doesn't.
The man is...
I don't expect him to make any sense. We knew who he was a long time ago.
Well, but see, but I get scary. You know, I don't think the world's going to blow up, because I think that enough people who are, you know, yeah, we want to give mm-hmm. money to all the rich and all that kind of stuff and tax cuts mm-hmm. and blah, blah. But if he blows up the world, we lose all our shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm pretty... saying what about not having him doing anything really outrageous is going to get us in trouble. But he just hangs around with crazy people. I mean, he goes to Indonesia, and Duterte has been killing thousands of people mm-hmm. as suspected drug dealers.
Yeah.
And it's like, and he's going over there palling around with him. I was like, you do that?
Yeah, well, he retweeted that. Well, I think it was either yesterday or today. Three different posts, or retweeted three tweets from this right wing, European group.
Yeah,
I forgot who it was. I was reading briefly, and I can't even take it.
National Front or one of the, I think it was the National Front. They're the French ones.
That's I can't even take it. It's
and
it's not surprising, of course, the day after he's dishonoring or totally disrespecting the First Nation, and it's not surprising. It's not surprising.
You know, and it's funny, and I was just thinking about the difference between Canada and the U.S. and how they treat the indigenous people. I mean, they don't treat them any better. But they, at least they give them the respect of calling them the First Nation. I mean, I know that's little, and it doesn't, I mean, doesn't mitigate how badly they were treated, and
it's
they took the kids and put them in boarding schools because they didn't want them to learn the indigenous language. Mm-hmm. But it's still sort of, I mean, I don't know if it's sort of the British thing, but at least there's a little bit of respect.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know, and then this clown.
I can't believe it's going to be 4 years of this.
It's not. I don't think he's going to make it. No, because I think Mueller's got too much stuff. He's got too many people pinned up. And... they're really
what are they waiting for? That's why I don't.
Because they've got they've got enough evidence, but they got to get somebody to testify. They really have to get somebody on the stand, because otherwise it's just a lot of dry documents, it's a lot of speculation, and you know I can connect the dots, but it's still going to be circumstantial unless somebody gets up and testifies. And so Mike Flynn they've jammed him in the corner.
What do you think he's going to do?
He's going to testify, because the thing is against Trump. You know, because he's going to admit that he went and talked to the Russians on behalf of the Trump campaign, and then when he was national security advisor, and he's going to point out, you know, that it's going to be a domino effect. They're going to get. So, you know, they've had Manafort and all these people lined up, and then they've gone up the chain of command. Okay. And the two things, the thing that might get Trump is, I mean, if they just have the evidence, but if they, I think he's already thrown Jared under the bus, so he doesn't care. But if they start going after Ivanka, I think he'll resign rather than have and mess with his baby girl. It's like, okay.
I don't know. I think he'll give her up too.
Yeah. Maybe, but by that time, if he does that, everybody's going to be testifying, and there's nothing he can say. You know, they're going to come in with documents and people testifying.
He'll deny everything.
He can't. He will deny.
That's the thing. He will.
But if in front of the jury, well, in this case, it would be in front of the House of Representatives, and even those weasels can't weasel out of this. The same. It's all there. And I, you know, and then it's going over to the Senate, and the Senate hates him anyway. The Senate really hates him. And they're if they get a bill of impeachment out of the House, he's going down.
You think he's going to do any jail?
It's possible, because once he's no longer president, he can still be prosecuted. Though I suspect that Mike Pence will pardon him, the same way Ford did Nixon, and so we'll see about that. So no, I don't think he's going to do any jail time, but he's going to be. He'll be in isolation. He just wants to go back to Trump Tower anyway.
Right. This is too much work for him.
It's going to be interesting. Though, on a much lighter note, I'm just having such a good time about Prince Harry and his fiance. I'm loving this because people have gone crazy.
Yeah. What have you heard? What have you read about?
Oh, well,
meaning what the
because
people are
she's
saying.
Black.
Yeah.
You know, even though they have been very careful about saying mixed race. It's like, okay, fine, I don't care, you know, but you know, her mama's black. Mm-hmm. Her mama's been out in public with him, and so you can't hide that part. And they may want to be posh in Britain and say mixer. But also, the other thing that I find, that they're just like, they made her out to be, I've been watching some of the things, they've made out to be like this ghetto girl, rags to riches actress who's like, and then when you look into her background, or, you know, I think the parents divorced, but she was raised by her father and he was a lighting technician on a bunch of television shows, he makes a lot. They grew up in an upper middle class neighborhood in L.A. She went to a really good, she went to a Catholic school, but it was a private school that they had to pay for. And she got her degree in theater and international affairs. So the girl ain't stupid, and then she's a model, and then she's an ambassador, and she just... I'm like, First of all, y'all got to get, you know, get over it. But then it's like, it's not like I would be a little more impressed if he did marry some ghetto girl. Okay. But, I mean, this is the best of the best. I mean, this is an international traveler. She's got a good education. Yeah. She was starred in a television show for 7 years. She made gobs of money. She don't need him.
Right, she don't need him.
And he don't need her because he's the most eligible bachelor. Well, women flock around him like there's no tomorrow.
He's just a prince.
He's just a prince. But he's, you know, knows what that life is like. And he found a woman on his level. Who does not have to be trained in the royal, doesn't have to understand about the paparazzi, and doesn't have to explain about fame and how this is going. Done it. She's done it already. And then they made a thing where they snuck away and nobody knew it. They kept it secret, and they apparently. I mean, I watched the interview, and they seem really happy together. Yeah. I mean, you can tell when somebody's faking it. That they were just like holding hands and staring at each other longingly. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this works. I'm just waiting for that first brown baby to come out. Not that they have to have any kids, but that to me is, I'm going to be really amused.
All right. Well, we'll end it on a happy note with some love.
Yeah.
Wish them well. A lot of love.
A lot of love.
All right.